And it is he in the group.
Yeah, it is.
In the group, it is he. So, don't feel bad. He's a little bit more advanced.
Yeah.
He's a little bit more advanced, but you know,
bless his heart, man.
You know,
he stretches us in here.
Hey,
but it's okay.
It is good too.
We love him. I like for him to stretch us, but I also like to protect my students and let them know if you prefer him as he, we won't look.
It'll take time. It'll take time. Yeah. It took me a long time to get used to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still getting used to it.
You're a little bit more advanced.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
But I'm just, you know, doing this for my students.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. This is an advanced class now. I'm just going to tell you. We're real advanced in this
That's right.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's when I had to bring to you about what Mary said, the Holy Spirit. What, you know, Jesus said about the Holy Spirit going to give birth to Mary. And,
All is well.
Iron sharpens iron.
This is a strong class. Yeah, now this is a mature class. Real strong.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, Apostle.
We love her.
My all time favorite scripture is that when the Holy Spirit comes upon us.
Raise your voice.
That when the Comforter comes, He will guide us in all truth.
Uh-huh.
And He does.
He does. He guides us into all truth.
As He do it, you have to make adjustments. The Lord can say something and you just have to go sit down a while and just think. When Brother Horton first mentioned that, I never heard it that way. I always referred to the Holy Spirit as He. Mm-hmm. You know, but that's all I have to work with. Mm-hmm. I don't read Hebrew.
Yeah.
I don't know what none of those have to mean. All I know about Hebrew is it reads right to left.
There you go.
And I forgot where I learned that. And it may have been Brother Horton. But no, I had the Bible code when Charles Capps used to talk about it. And that's when I found out it reads right to left. And the way they use punctuation is a little different. But when he did that, my mind went to going back to the first emblem of the Holy Spirit. And if, you remember on Noah's Ark, the raven went out. Noah sent the raven out. He went out. He couldn't find nothing. He went to and fro, and he didn't do no good. But then he sent a dove, and she went out. Mm-hmm. And when she came back to the ark, Noah had to bring her in. Because she was going back. She was dedicated to the purpose. A dove is one of the most gentle birds and hardworking birds that God made. Then he waited a week and sent her back. And it was a she. And I said, now, when I first read it, I knew that the dove represented the Holy Spirit. But I always wondered, why was this dove a female instead of a male? And I didn't say nothing. I didn't.
Now you know.
It didn't bother. I said, well, that's what happened. And I just kept going until Brother Horton mentioned this. And I said, oh.
He sent a she out.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you something. I read her this chapter. And when I first found out about the Holy Spirit, I wanted to know more about the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And I read that He could guide you into all truth. And I knew, I said, well, if that's true, we ought to be further along.
Yes,
so
we should.
I was at a Methodist church. And I went to a holiness church to learn more about the Holy Spirit. Now, in all my days, I watched. The people who speak with the most revelation from the Holy Spirit are women. Now, and this is...
Repeat that again.
The people who speak with the most revelation from the Holy Spirit are women. When I studied this book, that chapter, I thought about it, and Mom Powell, she spoke in a way, she spoke about conversations she had with the Holy Spirit. And other women did the same thing. Now men, they speak more from a scriptural reference and then the Holy Spirit enlightened. But women will read the scriptures, but they'll dialogue with the Holy Spirit. more than just, now the Holy Spirit, he'll, anybody that yield to him, he'll give them information. He'll talk, he'll commune with them. Mm-hmm. But men are more competitive. They'll go with the word and they like to know what they know. And they'll receive from the Holy Spirit, but women more so, because they're not as competitive. They'll ask questions, and then the Lord will just answer them. But when we look at the apostles, they did it because Jesus did it. When they died out, you didn't see people doing that as much. And then, but the some of the most remarkable conversations that I heard from the Holy Spirit came from women. But and men, they do wonderful. They do it too. I'm not saying they don't. But mostly women receive conversational knowledge from the Holy Spirit, while men receive scriptural knowledge from the Holy Spirit.
Well, it seems to me, I hear what you're saying. It seems to me that women tend to be more in tune with their inner being than men do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're more intuitive, and they're more, men are deductive, they're more, I don't know, more mm-hmm. logical maybe, but women are more intuitive,
mm-hmm.
and they're more they feel
yeah.
more than you know we do than men do,
mm-hmm.
and I think that is one reason why what you're talking about is a fact. I think it's true
mm-hmm.
that women are more easily. I think they do get in tune with the Holy Spirit
mm-hmm.
more easily than men do. I think they do.
Yeah,
I really do.
Mm-hmm. And when I read that, I saw that, I said, just making things are making more sense. But the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. If you want to learn from him, ask him questions. He'll talk to anybody, not just women, but women, they yield. Anybody that yield to him, he'll relate to him. And then, now, sometime I yield to him and I ask him questions, and he'll answer me in a conversation. I say, okay, well, how do I put that in scripture? Well, show me. And immediately he started giving me scriptures for what he said. And sometime I want him to confirm it, because I never heard it that way. And he'll cause people to say it. So the Holy Spirit is, Benny Hinn, he was trained by Catherine Kuhlman. Now, that man yields to the Holy Spirit, and a heavy anointing is on his life. Mm-hmm. But he was trained by a woman. Mm-hmm. This is, we have to.
That shows men can learn it, too.
Yeah.
Then again, lets the Holy Spirit take over first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of all the wonderful men of God, this man will just yield to the Holy Spirit like
right.
nobody I ever seen. But others do it too. Anybody can do it. When the Lord started teaching me, I said, everybody needs to know this. Everybody can have such a relationship. God is not stingy. He loves every soul. But anybody that yields to him, you can learn whatever you want to learn. And not just spiritual things. Anything in the natural, anything you want to know, the Holy Spirit is well versed. Okay, we're going to...
But it's very important that we get the right relationship with the Holy Spirit, because we got to cooperate with him. He got something
yeah.
to do.
That's
he
true.
Came
mm-hmm.
to earth. He's the one on earth.
Then, you know,
he's the one that's the of our inheritance. He's...
That's why men with a God and a wife do so much better. Because they'll yield and he'll listen to her.
That's right.
He's the ministry of our inheritance.
Amen.
Yeah.
So we've got to learn how to cooperate with him, mm-hmm. even for this revival.
Yeah.
Yes.
We got to learn how.
In this revival, we don't need any missing links. We need to know him.
Amen.
And this is what this class is. And this class is so important to me
yeah.
now. I mean, it's important to me.
Yeah.
We take it very serious.
I tell you what, we're getting somewhere. All right.
We are.
All right,
Pastor's going to come through that door in a minute. He's going to want to.
Yeah.
Right. Come on, close us out.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank
yes.
you for your guidance. This week, Lord, bless all of us. Guide us in the Holy Spirit. Lead us and guide us. Help
Glory
us receive your truth imminently in Jesus' mighty name. Help, help us do all that's in your heart in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Paul.